You are now standing in front of the Musée des Hospitalières de l'Hôtel Dieu de Montréal, which since 1992 has displayed the medical and religious heritage that the Congregation of the Religious Hospitalers of Saint-Joseph has conserved since its establishment in Montreal. Through the great bay window in the façade, you will see an unusual wooden structure. This is the staircase of the Hôtel Dieu of la Flèche, France, used in the 17th century by the Religious Hospitalers of Saint-Joseph. It stood in the extension of the building constructed in 1651 as the nuns' residence. Jeanne Mance undoubtedly trod these stairs during her time in France, when in 1659 she brought back to the Hôtel Dieu of Villemarie the first three nursing sisters, Judith Moreau de Brézel, Catherine Massé, and Marie Maillet. In the aftermath of the Revolution, the nuns were expelled from the Hôtel Dieu in La Flèche, and the convent was turned into a police station, courthouse, and prison. The staircase, attached to an inside wall, was forgotten for almost two centuries. When part of the old prison was demolished, the oak staircase was rediscovered. The Department of La Sarthe presented it to Montreal in 1963 as a symbol of the long alliance between La Flèche and Montreal. Over 300 years after the arrival of the first three hospitalers, the staircase was brought to life in Montreal by the gifted hands of the Compagnons du Devoir du Tour de France. In the purest respect for traditions, they cut out with precision the pieces of wood that needed to be replaced and grafted them on, following the original plans, making new pegs that were a perfect imitation of the old ones. Since May 17, 1992, the staircase from La Flèche has been welcoming visitors and testifying to the strong links between La Flèche and Montreal. Day and night, it is lit up so that Montrealers can see it. Before you leave us, select stop number 19, in which Mrs. Louise Verdun, the director of the Musée des Hospitalières de l'Hôtel Dieu de Montréal, will present the closing remarks.